It's Friday, November 19th, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. To the astonishment of international Christian concern, the U.S. State Department left Nigeria off its list of designations for state and non-state religious freedom violators, according to a press statement from Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The announcement comes just one day after ICC named Nigeria as its worst persecuting country. The most severe category of designation, called the Countries of Particular Concern list, includes countries that have engaged in or tolerated, quote, systematic, ongoing, and egregious violations of religious freedom, end quote. This year, Secretary Blinken announced that he would include Myanmar, China, Eritrea, Iran, North Korea, Pakistan, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan on the Countries of Particular Concern list. Notably missing from this list is Nigeria. As the World View reported yesterday, since 2000, Nigerian Muslim militants have displaced millions of Christians and killed 50,000 to 70,000 Nigerian Christians. Please pray Psalm 147, verse 6, for the precious Christians of Nigeria. The Lord lifts up the downtrodden. And for their Muslim persecutors, pray the second half of that verse. He casts the wicked to the ground. On Tuesday, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell mocked President Biden's Build Back Better social spending bill during a floor speech.
2 weeks ago, President Biden and his team flew to Glasgow for a glitzy conference. World leaders traveled there to attend one another's speeches on carbon emissions and the climate. The world's largest emitter was not there. China pumps out more than a quarter of the entire world's emissions, but President Xi didn't bother to attend this conference. Democrats are specifically targeting American energy to get hit especially hard. Direct new taxes, new fees, and new regulatory mandates for energy producers. They want to make affordable, reliable energy artificially expensive to force Americans toward the less affordable, less reliable forms of energy that elite liberals would rather they use. It would hurt families badly. It would help China in a big way.
Senator McConnell explained how China would be enriched through Biden's Build Back Better plan.
The Biden administration doesn't have any strategic plan to snap its fingers and turn our massive country into some green utopia overnight. They just want to throw boatloads of government money at things like solar panels and electric vehicles and hope it all works out. But China absolutely dominates these supply chains for lithium batteries, for solar panels, for practically all the fashionable purchases into which Democrats want to dump all this money. In all likelihood, Democrats' supposedly green agenda would just provide a massive one-way gift to our adversary, the world's number one emitter, the Chinese Communist Party. This isn't Build Back Better. It's Build Back Beijing.
Republican Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves announced that he wants the state legislature to ban critical race theory and related ideologies from taxpayer-funded classrooms, reports the Epoch Times. Reeves wrote, quote, "There has been a push from radical leftists across the nation to teach children a vicious lie that this country is fundamentally racist and that your skin color makes you inherently racist," end quote. The Mississippi governor noted that those two core principles comprise critical race theory, which is partially derived from the Marxist-inspired critical theory school of thought formed in the 1930s. Reeves explained, quote, "It runs contrary to basic history. It is purely propaganda for a group that wants to accumulate power by dividing American children into victims and oppressors. Elite power seekers want to be seen as saviors, so they attempt to divide, humiliate, and indoctrinate our children," end quote. Wyoming Republican leaders voted this past weekend to no longer recognize Representative Liz Cheney as a member of their party, reports the Casper Star Tribune. The resolution, which does not strip Cheney of any tangible power, passed the Wyoming GOP Central Committee by a vote of 31 to 29 during last Saturday's meeting. The Wyoming Republicans are particularly upset with Cheney's ongoing condemnation of former President Donald Trump. And finally, an Alabama baby has made a new Guinness World Record for the most premature baby to survive, reports Christian Headlines. Curtis Zykeith Means was born on July 5th, 2020, at a gestational age of 21 weeks, 1 day, making him 132 days premature. The standard gestational age for a full-term baby is 280 days. He weighed less than a pound at 14.8 ounces, and doctors gave him, quote, an almost zero chance of survival, end quote, Guinness said. Sadly, his twin sister, Syessa Means, died 1 day later. Michelle Butler, the mother, urged the doctors to save his life. She told Guinness, quote, the medical staff told me that they don't normally keep babies at that age, end quote. Dr. Colm Travers, a neonatologist, explained what the hospital did to help him survive after Butler advocated for his medical care.
Initially, Curtis was on a lot of breathing support and medications for his heart and lungs to keep him alive. And then when he was about 3 months old, we were able to finally take him off the ventilator. And eventually, when he was about 9 months old, we were able to send him home just on a nasal cannula oxygen and also with feeds through a gastrostomy tube.
In God's providence, after 275 days in the hospital, Curtis was discharged in April 2021. Dr. Drian Sims, another neonatologist, described the excitement in the neonatal unit when he was finally able to go home.
When Curtis was discharged, there was so much excitement in the unit. Curtis was a special young man, and it was something unique about him. Everyone was taking pictures with him and his mom.
Dr. Travers explained what baby Curtis's chance of survival had been at the outset.
Survival at this gestational age has never happened before. So before Curtis was born, his chances of survival would have been less than 1%.
Without question, Curtis Means is a miracle of Almighty God. Psalm 118, verse 1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, November 19th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.